This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM 89.9, 5 minutes past 7 in the morning, 6 January 2022. I'm Koo Soo Chong and I'm joined by Philip C. Okay, let's also recap how global markets closed yesterday, Phil.
Yeah, markets in the US really didn't enjoy the Fed minutes. The Dow was down 1%, S&P 500 down 1.9%, NASDAQ also down 3.2%. Across over in Asia, mixed. The Nikkei was up 0.1%, Hang Seng down 1.6%, Shanghai Composite down 1%, Singapore STI down 0.6%. But back home, FBM KLCI was up 0.4%.
Of course, markets are being rent asunder all over the world because of the Fed minutes, which disclosed that Jay Powell might introduce higher rates as early as March. So for some thoughts on what's moving these markets, we now talk to Complete Intelligence's Chief Executive, Tony Nash. Tony, good morning. Now, we are talking about how financial markets are being crushed everywhere, including in the US, by the Fed minutes, which suggest faster and higher rate hikes as maybe as early as March. Do you share the same sentiment?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit weird. So it makes sense for the Fed to stop buying things. So they buy like mortgage-backed securities so that they can put money into the market. So those are things that go onto their balance sheet. So they've acquired trillions of dollars worth of assets in order to support markets and get money into the system. So it makes sense to taper off those the things they buy. But it doesn't make sense to raise interest rates because people are complaining about inflation, right? And so if people can't afford stuff, the major issue is stop putting money into the market. Don't necessarily raise the cost of money, which is what interest rates are. So the markets feel like Powell has things a little bit out of order and that he needs to just stop putting money in the market before he raises rates. It may be appropriate to raise rates later in the year, but not just yet. So people think this is a little bit preemptive. So I would expect to see statements to walk back this Fed meeting over the next couple of days or week.
Well, the thing is, Tony, according to the Bloomberg, and, you know, markets being the forward indicators that they are, the Bloomberg, you know, has it that there's going to be a 71% chance that there's going to be a rate hike as early as the March 16th meeting for the FOMC. What do you make of that?
I see that, but that's a forecast by economists, so I'd love to see the error rates of those economists. So, you know, I think that the real, you know, the real expectation is around the market welcoming of that. So is it possible they raise by March? Yeah, it's possible. Is it likely? I think they need to start the taper first to see how likely it is. Because, again, the major issue is inflation. And raising interest rates is a very old school way of fighting inflation before we had the tools that we have right now around QE and QQE and other things.
So, you know, getting a perspective, clearly what we saw in the NASDAQ was 3% down. I think interest rate sensitive stocks like tech stocks, I think, were biggest hit. You know, is it time to take some money off the table after a good run?
Sure, yeah, that's definitely part of the calculation. Absolutely.
And then the question is, do we rotate it into value?
Well, I think what we're expecting, probably sooner rather than later, we saw some big moves today, but yeah, there is expected to be a rotation out of tech. We've seen people load up on tech and durable goods over the past 2 years. They're way overstretched. So we do expect tech to see some serious downside over the next, say, quarter, 2 quarters. And we do expect a rotation more into traditional industries, what people would consider boring industries. So people who make stuff, like actually make stuff, even things like tourism, those sorts of things. So we expect to see some rotation there.
Yeah, Tony, the other specter is obviously the COVID variants, IHU and, of course, Florona as well. Assuming that you are right in the possibility of the Fed walking back comments about the March rate hike the possibility of a March rate hike, right, what would the smart money be doing now in terms of possibly buying to the dip and getting a nice bounce from a short-term trading perspective?
Well, I think you have to look at things like energy, which is gotten a lot of attention over the past week. I think you have to look at, you know, what opportunities will there be if the variant slows down and money remains cheap, okay? So if we're not going to see a dramatic rise in interest rates from the Fed, then you may have some legs on some things like real estate. I'm not sure, but you may. I'd have to do some research there. But I think you really need to look at things like tourism and people getting out, airlines, those sorts of things. Really have to think about when people start to get out in force, what kind of difference can be made in markets.
Yeah, and Tony, I think you quite rightly pointed out that increasing interest rates is, you know, a very old-fashioned way of dealing with inflation. What, in your opinion, are, you know, possibly alternative solutions to addressing higher costs, which is definitely a reality today?
Look, a lot of the issue is on the supply side. So you raise interest rates when the issues are on the demand side. And the demand side peaked in 2020 after the Fed just released a huge amount of money onto U.S. citizens. So a lot of the issues are supply chain issues, and they're on the supply side. So better to reduce or taper off the supply of money going into the system and focus on building out supply chain. So if there were an infrastructure bill that came that said, we're going to focus on these supply chains and make them more robust, and we're going to focus on nearshoring manufacturing to reduce the length of the and sophistication of those supply chains, I think that's really all that they can do right now to focus on that supply side. So in short, interest rates aren't going to help. There has to be a more medium and long-term investment in shoring up the supply side.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a very medium, long-term outlook. And that's why I'm wondering how earnings will look like this year.
Well, certainly not going to look like 20 or 21. I mean, a lot of the 21 interest earnings were up until, say, Q3, there were effects based on expenses that were cut in 20. There was a lot of headcount reduction and real estate reduction in 20 because of work from home and staff reduction, those sorts of things. So 22 is going to be harder. It's going to be a much more disciplined, old school efficiency automation and top-line growth type of environment.
Well, Tony, given that we are only six days into the new year, how should asset allocation strategies look like for the conservative investor in 2022?
You know, you've got to really be careful of volatility, and you've got to be careful of risk, even things like political risk, which is what's happening in Kazakhstan today. You know, we really have to be careful of political risk in markets. So, with the events in Kazakhstan, I think you'll start to see people really take another look at EMs and try to figure out how much risk are in those investments. You may see people steer away from EMs because of that risk. So I think you're going to see more consideration for developed markets. You may even see more consideration for Europe. I think Europe may have a good year this year.
And I wonder if there's a consideration for traditional safe havens like gold, US dollar, and treasuries then.
Yeah, that certainly supports the dollar, treasuries, and so on. Gold, I'm not so sure about. Gold may have some upside, but the focus on developed markets will definitely support the US dollar and treasuries.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for your time. That was Tony Nash, the Chief Executive of Complete Intelligence, talking about the Fed minutes, which have perturbed markets in a significant way.
I think markets have factored in the tapering, but not the interest rates hike moving earlier.
Yeah.
That's why you saw the tech-heavy NASDAQ really hit quite badly with 3.2% decline.
Yeah, and of course, we saw the Bloomberg indicators surveying economists, a 71% chance that there's going to be a rate hike at the March 16th meeting.
Incredible, right? You know, you talk about just 4 or 5 months ago, we were talking about only 2 hikes at best in June, and now we're seeing things shift very fast.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.